We're joined by Michael Phillips, film critic for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Michael. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for that stirring, really triumphal introduction, John. I only go for moderate entertainment.
I'm quoting you to you. I love the first line. Gladiator 2 asks the question, are you not moderately entertained for roughly 60% of this sequel? Good line. Good line.
Thanks. I was.
Okay, but is that reason to see it? Okay, so tell me what the story is about Gladiator 2, then tell me, it opens this weekend along with Wicked. We'll start with Gladiator 2. Tell me what the movie is and tell me if it's any good.
16 years after the first picture, we have the Paul Mescal plays the character who's the rough equivalent of the Russell Crowe character. He's swept up in a invasion by the Romans and becomes a gladiator, and then vows revenge on the general, played by Pedro Pascal, who killed his wife in that invasion. But the general turns out to be more of a conflicted, interesting, not necessarily villainous character than he first appears. And Denzel Washington's lurking around the edges of this movie, too, as this sort of political fixer who's into everything from munitions stocking to gladiator management. So that's the setup. And then certain people turn out to be certain other people's son. And there's a reason that Paul Mescal's character has fever dreams that star Russell Crowe that he can't quite explain. So that's all I'm going to say. Spoiler.
Got it. And you were moderately entertained. The acting. You thought there were some interesting callbacks from previous performers. Give me some of your review.
Yeah, well, here's what I think. I think anybody who's watched Gladiator 1 anytime since 2000, in other words, if they've watched it fairly often just because they just enjoyed it, I think they're going to be disappointed because the movie's a little junkier and maybe not as satisfying as the first one. No question, in fact. And I think some of the action has gotten a little ridiculous at this point. It's like the battle scenes just kind of have this endless loop of feeling like a kind of a restatement. And then you get leaps into CGI. There's a ton of CGI in the old movie, right? The visual effects digitally. But here you have sharks swimming around in the flooded Colosseum during a naval reenactment to the death. Now, they did, in fact, flood the Colosseum.
And they did do naval reenactments, but they didn't put sharks in there.
No, very few. It was more like, eels and guppies, if you read up on it.
This just sounds like Sharknado meets Gladiator, but I'm sure it wasn't. Go ahead.
So Ridley Scott's kind of a mixed blessing at this point. He's about to have the biggest hit of his career. He's not a young man. It's kind of heartening to see. I think people are going to go. We'll see if the word of mouth is real strong, like it was on the first one. I think it's going to be just like okay. And John, I think I'm with the people. I suspect that my not bad 2.5 is about what a lot of people are going to.
Is about where we are. Would it have helped me, or do I need to have seen the first one, or do I need a refresher course to appreciate the second one?
No, you don't. And in fact, at this point, you're looking at it's a generation since Gladiator came out. So there's an awful lot of people who are going in relatively cold. And so the movie does a fairly good job about establishing itself as whatever kind of movie it is, separate from, but tied to narratively the first one. It's not one of those sequels that, like the Marvel movie is a classic example where it's like, well, you really need to have seen the previous 23 to get every single.
I'm not going to do that either. Okay, let's talk about Wicked then. That also opens today. In fact, some folks are wondering if this is the 2024 equivalent of what happened last year when you had Barbie and Oppenheimer opening the same weekend. It might drag people to the theater. Maybe you'll do a Wicked and Gladiator 2. You call it Wickiator. We called it Glicked Weekend. But anyway, how's Wicked?
Okay, now here, I think unlike Gladiator 2, John, I think I am gleefully really, or let's just say inevitably at odds with most of the folks who are going to go to and then come out of Wicked levitating with joy. I didn't think it was, I never liked the stage musical much. I didn't like the movie very much. I think Cynthia Erivo saves the movie from itself in the strongest role, which is Elphaba, the misunderstood, green-toned, you know, quote, Wicked Witch of the West, unquote. And, you know, I just don't think that it's my, you know, I got a huge Broadway genetic streak running through me, you know, but Wicked has never been a show I've taken to heart because it just seemed like a can't-miss show because everybody's got a Wizard of Oz, you know, set of memories going, you know, everybody's interested in this idea of like looking at, okay, well, maybe they weren't such bad people. How did that villain get to be the villain?
Right. Good question.
That principle, you know, has secured so many hits for so many different life. Look at Cruella. You know, you really want to find out how Cruella de Vil was really just a misunderstood. Well, yes, in fact, they do.
The Joker is an example of that too.
What's that?
Okay. The Joker is an example of that too, maybe. But then but are you saying you're not interested in looking into the past lives of these villains or not?
I am. I guess what I lack, what I was looking, the film version of Wicked, I think, for me, you know, it's a bunch of old man objections. It's like I don't think it has a lot of visual magic to it. Really, I think when Cynthia Erivo's on screen, everything is fine. And when she's not, everything is not.
And really?
There's certain. I don't think it really has a look or kind of a momentum that I look for. I mean, and you know the whole thing about the two-part aspect of this, right? I mean, the second part of this story is coming out a year from now in Wicked Part 2. And I think that'll be a financially astute move. But this is a 2.5-hour version of the first act of the Broadway show. It is.
How is Ariana Grande? You know, is Ariana good?
She's fine. I don't think she's not the standout that Erivo is a really fierce, formidable presence, triple threat all the way. You know, it really doesn't make a false move. And I wish the movie felt like that more, but, you know, it'll be plenty for more. I mean, look, they're walking in, you know, not just humming the songs. They're like singing the fourth chorus of Defying Gravity. So it's, you know, it's got such a built-in fan base that, you know. So there it is. It's okay. Cynthia Erivo, all hail. You know, that's all I can say in terms of really just unalloyed positive. You know, he's a winner. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your perspective on that. I very much like the Broadway show. I did not read the book, but I think I'm more primed to enjoy this, maybe not as much as some of those people you're talking about. Do you think this movie, the combination of them, is going to draw people back to the theaters the way happened a couple of years ago? Are you into the whole thing?
I don't know. I don't know. It seems a little forced to me. First of all, you don't have the absolutely snappy nickname by like Barbenheimer had, you know. Like for me, Glick sounds about as good as Wadiator to me, you know. So it's, you know, I wouldn't do either of those, you know. But I also don't think the two movies really complement each other in terms of, like, you know, even though Oppenheimer was rated R and Barbie was rated, you know, PG-13, and this is sort of the same spread here. Wicked's rated PG, and Gladiator 2 is rated R. It doesn't really feel like. You know, it's fresh a double bill, you know.
Michael, do you think these films will be financially successful? Will they make a lot of money? Will they cover their costs?
Yes, Wicked's going to be huge, yeah. Gladiator will, I think, and they both, I mean, Gladiator's got to make a lot of money to break even, but I think it probably will. Probably.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know,
hey,
talk to me Monday.
Can I? Yeah, exactly. We'll catch up again maybe between now and Christmas or Thanksgiving for that matter, because it is movie going season. Have you seen Emilia Perez? Did I miss your review of that?
You know, I haven't. I'm scrambling to catch as much as I can before the top 10 lists go out next week, and or we have to assemble them anyway. So, no, have you seen that?
No. But I'm prepared to talk about it. I hear that there's
right.
some buzz about this. Folks love it. It's one of those movies you go, wait, what was that? But it's a Netflix original, and that's I'll leave it at that for now. Okay. All right. Everything else good with Michael Phillips?
Yeah, things are good. I'm just trying to watch as many movies as I can in a big old hurry. So what I've done now, John, is I'm just turning like 7 on at the same time all around the living room and just seeing how it goes. That's how I'm going to do it.
Just getting a swivel chair and just catching them as they go. All right. We'll catch up again then. It's always good to read Michael Phillips in the Tribune. Not loving either of these, liking Gladiator 2 more than Wicked Part 1. Okay, sir. We'll visit another day. Thank you.
Okay, take care, John.